My name is Ali Razan. I joined Object Sharp in 2013 as a SharePoint practice lead. I've been living and breathing SharePoint, I would say, easily since 2006. And in the last 8 years, I couldn't find any other way that I can change or switch to a different technology. So although I come from a very old background, I'm also an MCDBA with SQL Server 2000, and I am an MCSD with VB6, and you want to have more fun, I am an MCP plus site building with front page 98. So I would say pretty much a dinosaur. And coming from the ASP.NET background, then moving to the BizTalk development and BizTalk consulting, then switching to SharePoint, pretty much I have tried different career paths in IT. And that's what I am now. And now I want to tell you in the beginning a little bit about my own experience with SharePoint development. In the beginning, I was introduced to SharePoint in 2002. My first impression, my first feedback to my training manager was that, for God's sake, who's going to pay for this junk? And I could never imagine someday I will be the practice lead for this junk in a company. The thing that I was thinking that nobody's going to pay for it, actually, people started using it. And by 2008, it became the fastest growing Microsoft product, with more than 85 million licenses sold. So in SharePoint 2003, when I saw the product, I started developing inside SharePoint, and it was so complicated that I literally celebrated when I built my first web part. And not that it's easy today, even if today I make another web part in SharePoint 2003, I will celebrate. It was so complicated. I was younger and more patient. In 2007, I really believed in product. So basically, with SharePoint 2007, I didn't go anywhere else. I just stayed with SharePoint. 2010, I was shocked when I saw the Ferrari.com website. Hey, this is SharePoint. This is what you can do with SharePoint. And finally, in 2013, I seriously believe nothing can stop this monster. So let's get into the agenda of today. So today we want to have a look into where SharePoint is today, quick demo of what SharePoint can provide, what can you build with SharePoint, an overview of the development lifecycle. It's a little bit odd for a good number of developers that you're sitting here. What to expect from SharePoint 2013, and finally, a quick conclusion. And I'm hoping to change your view or the way that you look into SharePoint development, because I seriously see SharePoint 2013 is a totally different ballgame compared to what it was before. So to start with, SharePoint, I mean, let's face it, SharePoint is nothing but a bunch of lists and libraries on the web and some services. So that's a little bit more. SharePoint can give you search service that can give you fancy stuff about searching, and now you can even have search-driven content for the public website in SharePoint 2003. So basically, you put your content in a list, and search service generates actually your pages. You can have security, so basically, you can authenticate literally against anything that you can imagine. You can have Excel services that can bring your Excel to the pages. You can have the content organizer that can organize your content, whatever the files, items, whatever that you put inside SharePoint, reads the metadata and puts it in the right place. You can have document ID services that when you upload the document to SharePoint, it attaches an ID to it. So wherever you put this document and move it from one folder to another folder, it can maintain the same link that probably you put it in an email and send it to somebody else. And SharePoint can provide workflow services, lots of workflows out of the box, and a lot that you can build on the top of it. It can provide managed metadata services and 50 other services. You got the point, right? Well, let's make it simple. SharePoint is a package of lots of services built in. So rather than just start coding and developing, the first thing you want to do is to look into the product itself. The SharePoint developer domain is shrinking, and the SharePoint consulting domain is growing. So pretty much, let me give you an example. For one client with SharePoint 2007, I built a document management system that took me 2 months. And now, I mean, a couple of months later, when they released SharePoint 2010, with the content organizer, I could build the same solution in less than a week. So pretty much whatever we are looking for, they are adding more and more to this product. And the job of SharePoint Consulting is shifting more from the development to what is already there, so just to start using it. Look for available services. And then before writing the code, see if SharePoint can give it to you out of the box. So let's have a quick demo. For this demo, I picked the Excel services as a very simple thing that you can do. So what I did, actually, I created a document library inside the document library, and I put a file inside it. This file, I have a local copy of it, so if you want to take a look into it, it's just a simple file that I put a couple of cities and the numbers, hoping somewhere close to their population. They are just made-up numbers, so don't take it serious. So what I will do, that file is there, and I want to present the graph that I have here on my web page. As simple as that, I can simply click on Edit, and I can come here, insert the web part, and all of a sudden, I can go to the business data, and I can add the Excel web access, add. All I need to do, I need to go to the configuration, and pick the file that is already uploaded in the documents library. Here is my file, and I say insert. And the item that I want to show, if I select this, you will see chart one here. I can simply get back here, and I want to say, you know what, show me chart one. And boom. Save. And here is my page. So all I'm saying is that how long is it going to take you to do this? For God's sake, if you don't know about Excel services, you want to, okay, let's do it with the SSRS. Well, by the way, SSRS is exactly the same, so easy in SharePoint 2013. You can create a report, the RDL or RDLX file, just upload it the same way to a document, and there is a web part that, boom, it's going to show it on the web with all the functionality. So basically, all I'm trying to say, go back to SharePoint and see what it can provide out of the box. Now, SharePoint can be used for intranet websites. So basically, these are out-of-the-box templates. So you can use the team collaboration, you can use the document management system, you can use it for content management, knowledge management, record management, information portals, and a couple of more templates. So basically, lots of these templates, they are just there to serve the purpose. And more templates and more Microsoft moves forward, these are getting closer to what business really needs with a couple of minor configuration. It's going to give you what you want in literally no time. The other approach is the line of business applications. So if you're using the SharePoint as a platform to build the line of business applications, again, SharePoint can give you a whole list of class libraries. Your database will be your lists. Out of the box, it's giving you a three-tier application structure. So basically for security purposes and all those things, policies that the companies have, it's just perfect match. And then you can query them, you can join them. For God's sake, you can quickly create link library out of all the lists and libraries in the object and query those lists as if they are on any other data source. And for the public facing internet websites, perfect. Now it is made for that. So basically, now you can easily host SharePoint apps everywhere on the clouds, and there are lots of companies that are providing you hosting services for custom solutions on the SharePoint 2013. Now, for the app, I have a separate slide. How many of you are like hardcore developers? People, raise your hands. I mean, people that I want to see the people that, you know what, even at lunchtime, they have sandwich on left hand and right hand on the keyboard. That kind of people. Now, that is worrying, because when you go to the SharePoint now, it's like, for God's sake, we have to stay away from the code. SharePoint is building it in a way Microsoft is competing with us. Hold on a second, there is a whole new career. If you are dreaming of sitting at your dream office in the basement and make dollars. That's SharePoint app development. So basically, the same way that people are building apps for cell phones, for mobile, and all those things, and you see easily download it, install it, and use it, and then wipe it off, and you're sure it's not going to damage anything, SharePoint apps are made exactly the same way. So basically, if you have brilliant ideas, get into the SharePoint app development, then that's beautiful. Build apps that you can put it on the Microsoft website. Microsoft will sell it for you. You get the royalty of those apps that you build, and nobody knows. One day you wake up and you can find a couple of hundred grand in your bank account. Fine. Development lifecycle. Okay, for God's sake, you want to do, for example, Agile, you want to do MSF, you want to do Waterfall, Spiral, or anything else. I mean, I don't want to take you there. All I'm trying to do is to tell you what are the major differences when it comes to the SharePoint with that huge number of services. Just like anything else, you start the, let's say, the requirements document with the business. So basically, it's absolutely non-technical. But when it comes to the functional specification, the major thing is that the functional specification must be done with a qualified SharePoint consultant, because it's not a matter of, okay, we will build it for you. Most of the time is that person needs to see what is the closest thing that this person can find in SharePoint, go to the client and negotiate, okay, can we use it out of the box or we need to customize it a little bit more? So if that's the approach, then SharePoint becomes quite efficient. Hold on a second, before you design, before you build, then you gotta think when you want to deploy it. If you want to deploy it on the cloud, if you want to deploy it on an on-premise server, then again, that's another thing. Create a technical design based on your deployment plan, then build a solution, deploy, test, and release, just anything else. What to expect from SharePoint? It's easy hosting. Now SharePoint 2013, anybody can give you SharePoint with a super rich client object model, and they're pretty much offering you full functionality on any server. Powerful client object model. If you are a jQuery guru, by all means, we have the whole library of the SharePoint client object model in JavaScript. Branding is a revolution now. So basically, you can go wild with the branding and make a public website however you want. Then we insert the elements inside it, the SharePoint elements, and it becomes your front page for the web. And finally, for the MVC people, that I am one of them pretty much, it has a full support for MVC development for all the web pages. In 2010, it was not there. They were promising, and now it is there. Easy integration with the reporting services. I told you exactly the same way that I use Excel. You can use reporting services just like that. And amazing search capabilities. For the people that they worked with SharePoint 2010, there was a service called Fast Search Service, and now it is just there built in. So all those functionalities just built in SharePoint 2013 with no extra license. And for all those code gurus, I would say the pleasure of working with Visual Studio 2013. I mean, to me, that's how I start my day, pretty much. Conclusion. It has lots of built-in features or services. So the first thing is that use them before writing any code. So basically, the first message is that don't develop. Let's see if SharePoint can give it to you out of the box. Well, of course, you need to write a little bit of code just to package it and deploy it. But at the end, you look into what is there inside SharePoint. It's extremely cheap compared to what it was before and compared to the other development platform. Cost of ownership is almost nothing. Microsoft can give you Office 365 for minimum charge. Development platform is very minimum. It's $90 a year. And if you have the MSDN subscription, you get it for free as a part of the MSDN package. SharePoint 2013 is an ideal solution for the public-facing websites. And I would say if Ferrari could do that with SharePoint 2010, what they can do with SharePoint 2013. A valuable SharePoint consultant writes code only when he or she has to write the code. Please, guys, do not write the code to add something to your resume. That's all I'm trying to say. And finally, look into SharePoint app developer as a totally new career. So if you're looking into, okay, let me build something that I can sell it as an asset, SharePoint app is the way to go. Thank you very much.
Woohoo! Thanks, Alan.